Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Theme of today is climate change, and we have Malika Pejo from Friends of the Earth in France that will be discussing the Pinocchio Awards and specifically how she's been working with the Pinocchio Awards. So thank you very much, Malika, for speaking with us.
You're welcome, and thanks a lot.
And can you tell us a little bit about the categories of this year's Pinocchio Awards?
Yes, sure. So there are three categories, and in each category there are three nominees. So the first category is local impacts, and we have three multinational companies. The first one is Anglo-American, then BNP, French Bank, and Shell. The second category is lobbying, and we have Avril, Chevron, and Total. And the third category is greenwashing with EDF, Engie, and Yara.
Okay. And I understand that you have nominated Engie. Can you let us know why Engie has made under the category greenwashing for the Pinocchio Award?
Engie is a French company, French electricity company. Its former name is GDF Suez. And Engie is involved in a lot of dirty energy projects in the world, especially coal projects. And Engie has 30 coal power plants in the world that emit 81 million tons of CO2 per year. So it's a really polluting company with a lot of local, devastating local impacts everywhere in the world, mostly in the south. And we've nominated Engie because of his greenwashing activity, because at the same time, Engie is sponsoring COP21 and also is part of an event called Solutions COP21. So Engie, despite the fact that the company is really polluting the planet, will show us and explain us how to fight against climate change.
And I do have a question as well, because I know that Engie, that the French government actually is a shareholder of Engie. How does that make a difference? Does it mean that it's easier for them to continue what they're doing, or can you explain a little?
Yeah, that's why we've been fighting also against Engie a lot. It's because the company owns 30%, the government owns 30% of the company, which means that the French government has a power of decision within the company. And there is a total hypocrisy, because last year, François Hollande, the president, the French president, traveled all over the world and asked everybody to take action against climate change. But at the same time, he wasn't even preventing its own companies to invest in coal, for instance. And so there is a real double standard. And but there are quite good news, because we put a lot of pressure on the French government, and the government has to force Engie to stop some coal investments. So that was a good progress, and that shows again that people's power can be quite strong.
Absolutely, and that's great news. And just to get into a little bit more about Engie again specifically, I understand that there was a Vado Ligure plant in Italy that was recently shut down, which was one of Engie's plants. Can you go into detail of why this plant was shut down?
Yeah, so Vado Ligure coal power plant is a really old power plant. And after years of struggle from the local communities, they managed to reveal that the coal power plant has provoked the death of more of 400 people due to pollution. And the judge in Italy decided to close the power plants in order to open a trial. And but the company never took the decision to close the power plant for good. So what we are asking Engie to do is to decide to close the power plants and yes, to close the power plant.
Okay. And I've also read about ENGIE having dams in the Amazon that have caused some environmental and some social impacts. Can you discuss that a little bit with us, what has been going on with the Amazonian dams?
Sure. So ENGIE is saying that they are investing a lot in renewable energy, which is not true, but because they are also investing a lot in fossil fuels. And because when they talk about renewable energy, they also include big dams. But we know that big dams are not renewable energy because they have a lot of local impacts, environmental and social impacts. And especially ENGIE is planning to invest in the Jirau big dam in Brazil.
Okay. And that's also in expected to have many local impacts on the large dam in Brazil.
Yes, displacement of population, impact on the local environment, on the resources and jobs for local population, and it will not provide electricity to the poorer.
Okay. And I understand that ENGIE also has been, they have said that they will be closing some of their coal assets, but it turns out that they haven't been closing them fully. They've actually been selling them. Is that correct?
Yes, it's totally correct. That's also why they are nominated to the greenwashing category, because as they are sponsors of COP21, they are trying to show a good image of themselves. That's also why they changed their name this year.
Okay.
And the former GEDF Suez became ENGIE. And but in reality, they don't want to change anything, and they are not planning really to fight against climate change, because what we figured out is that they don't want to close their coal assets. They want to sell it to other investors, and this will not change anything to the climate crisis.
Right. It seems that that profits are above anything else. And it definitely sounds as if ENGIE is very qualified for a Pinocchio Award this year. So I want to thank you very much for speaking with us, Marika. And I do encourage our listeners that if they would like to vote for ENGIE, that they visit www.pinocchio-awards.org. So thank you very much, Marika. Really appreciate you speaking with us.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.